Okay. This week's parsha, Parsha Tzav. We have in the beginning of the parsha, the din of Oila. And in the parasha of Oila, there's a mitzvah, and that is va'eish al hamizbeach tukad boy loy sichbe, that the fire on the mizbeach should burn loy sichbe. You're not supposed to extinguish the fire. Ubiyer aleo akoyin eitzim baboiker baboiker. So this is to make fire. It's called marach, to make the fire by putting wood. By putting wood, we make the fire. Ubiyer aleo akoyin eitzim baboiker baboiker. Then it says again, eish tamid tukar al mizbeach loisichba. Pasuk hey and pasuk vav. Why does it repeat it twice?
Emphasis.
Repeat it twice. So Be'emes, actually it's not repeated twice, actually says it three times. You take a look, it says, He ha'oila al-moikta al-mizbeach kal-alayla in Pasuk Beis, ve'eish ha'mizbeach tukad boy. So it says it three times. So it doesn't say it once. Doesn't say it twice. Actually, it says it three times. Shlosha pamim katuv sha'esh al mizbeach tukad. That you have to have fire on the mizbeach. Why does it have to say it three times? So the truth is, the Gemara is doresh that there's three ma'arachot. There's three fires. There's one for the carbon. There's one for the Ketairis. And there's one, we'll soon see from the Rambam, just a fire for the sake of having a fire. Shlosha ma'arachot. There's three. Okay? And this why it says three times in the Torah. Three times it says Eish. Good. But if you notice, it says twice Leisichbe. True, it says Eish HaMizbeach three times. But Lotichbe, it says twice. Once in Pasuk Hey, va'esh amizbeach tukad boy loy sichbe, and then it says eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo tichbe. So what do you have to have twice lo tichbe? So Rashi learns laver olav b'shnei laver. You get two isurim. You see the Rashi laver olav lo tichbe. Hamechabe eish al hamizbeach, or me al hamizbeach over b'shnei lav, because it says twice leisichbe, right? That's how the Sifsechom explains pashit, because it says twice leisichbe. Okay. So the question is, two isurim, two lavim. Why do you need two lavim for the same for the same thing? Why do you usually, you know, when something is chamur, when something is very an avera chamura, very strict avera, I can hear that there's two lavim. Hadgasha, emphasis. You said it very well. To put emphasis on the issue. Is this so important? Eshal mesbech lo tichpe. So now we have to understand what is the esh about. If you see that there's two isurim. Now, not all the rishonim are masking. The Ramban, the Rambam does not say Yoiver twice. He doesn't say Yoiver two. But Rashi says Yoiver two. So we have to understand why. Why is it such an Aveira? Ma chomer bezeh. Sheyesh shnei lavin. Or kidei lasbir et zeh tzichim lavin. We have to understand what's the whole inyan of having the fire. So kipshutai, it's because you needed it. Since there were karbonis, and you had to burn the karbonot, right? So that's why you needed fires. Right? You notice on a gas wrench, there's four pilots. Someone's going to ask, why do you need four pilots? So you know what the answer is? Because you want to make four dishes. The Bukharian pipe, I'm saying the Bukhari should have 10. They should really have, they should make an oven of 10 pilots because they have 10 dishes for Shabbos. Right. Oh. Ashkenazi, all you need is one and meal mart. One and meal mart, and that's all. But this is just humor to make it exciting. But the Shaila is pshuta. The Shaila is very simple. The fire is l'chura. L'chura are just there for what? Because you needed them. So the truth is, I found the Ralbag. Ralbag explains the mitzvah that way. Ralbag explains the mitzvah.
What's the
Ralbag is his name. It's a shem shalom. Ralbag. It's a sefer me'arishayim. He was one of the rishayim. He says like this. Hine ha-to'eles b'zois ha-mitzvah mevuar. The to'elet, the point of this mitzvah is self-explanatory. For the sake of the constant sacrifices. They sacrificed a lot of things on the Mizbech. So you needed a lot of fires. Hanasos, Bechutz, Befnim, all the different karbanos that were made, inside, outside. The Mizbech was busy. Said needed. We'll talk about the night. It needed three fires. Needed it. This is how the Ralbag explains. So it comes out that it's a technical thing. There's no big inyanim in this. You needed to make karbonis, so you needed fires. There was a lot of karbonis. I guess there was always karbonis. So tamid, eish tamid, because there was always a need. So therefore they had the fire ready. At any given moment, there could be a karbon. So therefore, constantly the fire is burnt. Eish tamid tukad al hamizbech. The Chizkuni doesn't learn like this. Chizkuni says it's something more symbolic. Something more symbolic why we need eish tamid, constant. Says the Chizkuni on this pasuk, kavod shamayim. It's respect for Hashem. It's respect for the Bet HaMikdash, the Shulchan, the table of Hashem is called the Shulchan. So what's the Mizbeach? It's called the Kira. It's the oven of Hashem. Says the Chizkuni, Kavod Shamayim Shaloi Tehei Kirato B'Teila. Hashem's oven shouldn't be empty. It shouldn't be just sitting there constantly. Constant usage. So the fire is always going. Does he mean Chizkuni because the karbanis were always going? Or does he mean that even if there were no karbanis, at least the fire was going? That the kira, that the oven should be in constant fire, it's constantly working. Does he mean like the Ralbag, that the karbanis were constant? It's mashma that's not so much when there's karbanis, even when there's no karbanis, the oven should be constant, right? Working around the clock. Shalot tehei kirato. The kira, the oven of Hashem. The mizbech is like the oven of Hashem. Shalot yeh betel. Vezek kovoid. It's a respect.
Yeah? Always fire.
You come into an Ashkenazi home. Again, I like the lemashal. The oven is not used from one Shabbos to the next. It's empty, right? But if there's kovoid, if there's respect for the husband, so the wife, how constantly the ovens be used, making more dishes and more, right? Okay, again, it's just a muscle of a nimshab. And why do I give you that? You should hear the concept of kavod. It's constantly working, which means we're constantly making karbonis. Does it have to mean that every moment there was a carb? No. But the oven is constantly burning. And it looks like there's constant usage. אבל לא ממש צריך לפי החזקוני שיהיה בהם קרבנות תמיד. You don't say that. Not sure. You see, I'm trying to understand what he means. So again, we see that the fire is very important. How do we see? Lava ala b'shnei lava. That if you extinguish it, you over two lava. So that's clear. It's got to be very important, this fire. So is it technical, the fire? Is the importance of it because they had karbanis? Rabag learned simply they had constant usage on the Mizbech, to be makdir, so therefore you needed fire. But the Chizkuni is saying something different. The Chizkuni seems to be saying it's more symbolic, kavod. It has to look nice that it's constantly working, constant usage. Does it mean that there were karbanis all the time? Not necessarily. Okay. Abaisa, I want to say a third pshat. Okay? According to the Ralbag, it's the karbanis. The fire because there was karbanis. According to Chizkuni, it's the mizbeach. It's more about the oven, that the oven should be, it looks like it's constantly being used. I would say, and I believe, and I'm going to prove to you that it's the fire. Tachlit is the fire, that the fire should be constant. According to the Ralbag, the Iker is the karbanis should be tamid. And the fire is just needed for the karbanis. According to the Chizkuni, it's that the Mizbeach should have fire constantly. According to me, I think it's about the fire itself. And I'll prove it to you. Notice that the third pasuk, the last pasuk, Eish Tamid. Eish Tamid Tukad Al HaMizbeach Lo Yisichber. I'm sorry, right? Eish Tamid. Now, if you want to talk about when it should be burning, it should say like this. Eish Tukad Al HaMizbeach Tamid.
Eish Tamid Kol HaZman.
Again. If you want to say that the fire is constantly burning on the Mizbeach, and the point is the time, it's about the time, then the right way of writing it is Eish Tukad Al HaMizbeach Tamid. But now that it says Eish Tamid, so the Tamid is a definition of the Eish. The type of Eish, it's a description of the Eish, and that is that the Eish is Tamid. Hear the difference? If I rotze lagid zman, as in I omer, Eish, tukad al hamizbeach, when? Tamid. But if I'm coming and defining the type of Eish, right, it's an Eish Tamid. Eish Tamid tukad. It's more about the fire than about the time when the fire burnt. Let me explain to you what I mean, and let me tell you where I got this from. The Yerushalmi in Yuma Perek Dalet Halacha Vav says, Lo tichbe. You're not supposed to extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. Says the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Af b'shas hamasois. You know, they took down the Mishkan. The Mishkan was Masa'ot, when they were traveling. They took down the Mishkan. Tell me, were they Makiv Karbanis when the Mishkan was down? No. Af b'shas ha-masois eish tamid lo tichbe. That even when they were traveling and the Mishkan was down, they had to make sure that the fire continued. Says the Yerushalmi, in the name of Rabbi Yoyi, so what did they do? How did they keep a fire? You know, when you travel, it's very hard. Try to put a fire on top of your car. Unless it's electrical, it's not going to work, right? Says the Gemara Psachtor, which is a cover. They put a cover on top, like the Menorahs in Eretz Yisrael. When they want to light candles outside, they put like a glass on top. There was a glass on top of the Mizbeach that the fire should be Eish Tamid even when they travel. Now let's discuss. According to you, Ralbag, that it's about the constant need of the karbanis. There's no karbanis now. Yeah. So you can't come and tell me that it's l'tzorech hakarban, no tatmidiyot. The only question is, what about the reason of the chizkun? That the kavod of the mizbeach, that it's always working. Yeah, but if they're not being makriv karbanis, there's no really Kovid. Need. The covet is because it's a chimla. Be karbanis as a covet that it's constantly working. But if they're closed for the, like, hey, example, the guy's going to leave his oven open when he's closed for business. Huh? It should look good that it's constantly working. Yeah, but you're closed. Come here. Yeah, but you're closed. If you're closed for business, right? If you're closed for business, there's no point. You hear? Yaakov, you hear? If you're closed for business, you're not being makriv karbanis. So what would be the kavod? Well, Natan means Natan and Yonatan. Everybody come closer to the shir. Come. Tishma, Katuv HaKoil Koil Elof. And Hashem spoke, and Moshe heard it because it was supposed to be for Moshe. So whoever hears it, it's a simon that he was supposed to hear that message. No, that's the way it is.
Moshe heard it.
That's right. It says only Moshe heard it. Hashem didn't speak only to Moshe. Hashem spoke, and Moshe, since it was negated to him, the Gemara also says Kol Yoyim Bas Koil Yoytze Mechayriv. Right. So they all ask the question. The Baskel comes out from Chayriv. Where is this Baskel? That was how come I don't hear it? And you know what the answer is?
Only
certain people hear it. It's meant for certain people, not meant for everybody. And those that have to hear it. Okay, same thing. All right, now. So what do we have from here, Rabbosai? A question. Why, when they traveled, was it also Eish Tamid, Tukad, Al HaMizbeach, Lo Tichbe? Why? Why did it? For what? There was no need. Kavod, Chizkuni, Ralbag for sure not. Ralbag says that they needed because of Karbanis, there was no Karbanis B'Shas HaMasot. Chizkuni, Kavod, maybe, but I don't hear it. It's anyway not the time to be mak of the Karbanis. So what would be the reason to have Eish Tamid? What would be the reason to have Eish Tamid? The teretz is Rabbi Yisai. It's not about the karbonis. It's about the eish. It's a definition that when they put the fire on the mizbeach, that fire had to be constant. So even when they were traveling, even when there was no tzorech mitzad karbonis, im ze definition shel ha'esh, she's a esh tmidi. That the esh was constant, therefore even b'shas hamasaot, constant. The fire had to be burning constant. So constant means even b'shas hamasaot. Let's discuss another point. Did they? But make it quick. What? I just said because they put a psachter, they put a cover on top, a glass. There was like a glass container that was put on top. They do that in the menorah in Israel. In Israel, when they light candles outside, it's with a little hole and they cover it. It's done in a way that it can be okay. Now, halacha is Eish Tamid that you're supposed to make fire on the mizbech. Did that fire necessarily burn the karbanis? So let me tell you a little piece of information. Eish yardim min ha-shamayim. Chazal tell us that actually the fire came from Shamayim. The mitzvah was that you should add. Put in a match, put in some wood, but actually the fire came straight from Shamayim. Nadav aviyu, they died because they were makriv eizar, because they were not mitzvah yet to add. So the Shemayim sent down the fire and they added when they weren't supposed to add. And what was their mistake? Because they knew that eventually the mitzvah was to add. So actually, Shemayim sends fire and you, the Kohen, the person, adds to the fire. The Rambam brings this halacha. It's not just a Gemara Agarit. It's halacha. The Rambam brings it down in Tamidim Musaf and Peri Beis. Halacha Aleph. Let's read the Rambam. Halacha Lamaisa. Rambam says like this. Mitzvah asay liyos eish yukuda tamid. That the fire should burn constantly. Alam is bech shnemar. Eish tamid. Tukar alam is bech. Our pasuk. Says the Rambam, what does that mean? That means the following. Afal pisha eish yordam in ashamayim. That even though actually the fire came from heaven. Right? Still, mitzvah. Lahavi eish min ahedyait. There's a mitzvah to add fire from the regular person. Shenemar, v'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha'kehanim eish al ha'mizbeach. So the eish tamid was a mixture of the Shemayim and us. So let's go back to the Rambam. Ralbag, you said, I'm sorry, let's go back to the Ralbag. Ralbag, you said that the point is that the Karbonis, yeah, but you anyway have eish min hasha mayim. Let's go back to the Chizkuni. Chizkuni, you said that the reason is it shouldn't be without fire. Oh, so I could say like this. When there was a carbon, so the fire came down from Shemayim. Where there was no carbon, there was no reason that the fire should come down. So then, in order it should be continuous, you had to add the fire on your own. In other words, the fire that burnt the carbon was really from heaven. The continuous fire for when there were no carbon, not every second of the day there was carbonis, that was your doing of making fire. Okay, let me have a little fresh air, and I'll say it again. I want you to understand. Because it's a it's very important to me. But you should understand what I'm saying, because I'm learning with you. Pshat. And then we'll see how it opens up to us to understand the depth of this mitzvah. What this mitzvah is all about. Baruch that the carbon gets burnt from the heavenly fire. Yet the Chazal and the Rambam brings the Halacha tells us that we have to add to that fire. Okay. So I'm asking like this: when you add to that fire. Right? So the Eish Tamid took al Mizbech. And the reason that Ralbag gives is because there's constant Karbanis. But if there's constant Karbanis, there's anyway constant from Hashem the fire. Yeah, but nevertheless, you have to add the fire. So the same way constantly Hashem would send fire, you have to constantly add fire because Karbanis were constant. Right? According to the Ralbag, it anyway had to be that you added constantly. Nachon? Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sholeach Tamid, because there's Tamid Karbonis, Aval Gam Ata Tzarich Nosif. You have to add constantly. According to the Chizkuni, that we don't want that the Mizbech should be empty without fire, it should be constantly working. So again, we could say that when did Hashem send the fires? When there was a carbon. In order it should be constantly burning, that you had to do. Now the problem with that is the Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says that the Eish Tamid was Hashem's fire. This that you added came from the pasuk v'nasta b'nei Aaron ha'kehanim Eish al ha'mizbech. So the Eish Tamid Tukad wasn't even you. The Eish Tamid Tukad was who? Was Hashem. I want to be clear with you. Your adding of the fire was not in order it should be constant. Anyway, Hashem said constant fire. So then what are you adding? You can't say the constant fire, it should look, that's not you. So what would be the point of you adding? What would be the point? Unless you say, Hashem had the fire constant because of the reason of the Chizkuni, it should look betela. And since the mitzvah was that your fire should be together with his fire, that's why you had to put constantly also. So even in the Chizkuni, your adding was necessary because the fire needed to be you and Hashem. Hashem did it constantly because it was Shaloi Tehei Kirosai B'Teila, and you had to add constantly because the fires had to be a mixture of you and Hashem. Again, it's not 100%, but that's what it says here. Okay? Kulam evinu? Muvan? Okay.
Why did we add it?
Again, you see clearly Hashem sent and we had to give. So I'm asking like this. Why did we have to give constantly? What's the answer? So the answer could be that since Hashem gave constantly because the karbanis were constant, according to the Ralbag, so the Eish Tamid was constant because of the karbanis, so we had to add because of the karbanis. So that's what it means, constant, okay? According to the Chizkuni, that's about Kavod. So the question is, Hashem is sending anyway. Hashem is anyway sending.
Even without the carbon.
Even without the carbon. Right? Because, see, first I wanted to say Hashem sends only with the carbon. And we have to give extra the whole time because of Kavod. But according to the Rambam, the Eish Tamid, Tukad, Lo Tichbe is on Hashem's. It's going on Hashem's. It's going on Hashem's. Why did Hashem send constantly, you hear? Why did Hashem send? Because of Kavod. So what are we adding for? And the Teretz might be is because we have to have with Hashem. It has to be the fire together. Okay. Let's move on. Or we could say, the way we're learning, that it's not so much about Shaloi Tehei B'Teila. It's not about Shaloi Tehei B'Teila. But there's an inyan of Eish Tamid. And the inyan of Eish Tamid, that the fire should be constant, is twofold. Hashem's fire on the Mizbeach should be constant, and our giving of the fire should also be constant. It's not the Ketoiris. It's not the carbon. It's not the Mizbeach. But there's something about the Eish Tamid that's very important, and it needed a joint effort. It needed Hashem should put the fire Tamid, and that we should put the fire Tamid. And together, that's called Eish Tamid. You hear what I just said? Now, of course you like it, but now you're going to see what's behind it. Let's understand what it is, and then we'll understand what's behind it. Eish Tamid! Who makes the Eish Tamid? It's a joint effort. Hashem makes it Eish Tamid, and the V'nosnu HaKohanim, B'nei Aharon, they have to add. They have to also add to the Eish Tamid, and together it creates this new phenomena, this new product. And that is joint effort. Hashem and us create something called an Eish Tamid. And we'll soon see its significance. Now let's see further. I want to show you something very interesting. The Rambam in Peri Beis Halacha Dalet tells us that there was three fires, like I showed you from the Pasuk, because it says it three times, right? The first one was Beroish HaMizbeach. And what would be the point of it? Three of them were Beroish HaMizbeach. The first one, Alel Makriv Matamid, was to put the carbon Tamid with all the carbonis. The second one was a little smaller. Shemimena Loichem Eish B'machta Lahak to Ketoris. It was for the Ketoris. Yeah? So the first one was for the carbon. The second one was for the Ketoris. What was the third one for? The third one says, Ein Aleha Klum. The Rambam says they put nothing there. Nothing. So what was the point of having it? Elalakia mitzvah se'esh. It's just there because Hashem said to have fire. Shenemar, esh tamid tu. Fire just for the sake of fire. No? The hayal mashem medabrim? Esh tamid tu kat. Fire because we need fire. We need the fire. Everything was from Shammai mixed together with us. The question is, what's the point? So if you learn like the Ralbag, you know what it is? You needed the carbon, but you only need the first two for the carbons. The third one was not needed for the carbon. So then what's the point of it? And the answer is the Eish itself was the carbon. The fire itself was the carbon that you put on the Mizbeach.
גם לפי החזקוני, מה צריך את השלישי?
לא, לפי החזקוני לא קורה סתם אחד שזה יהיה תמיד ככה. אני לא יודע. אבל ברור. There was a third one. And the third one was Eish! Shein Eish. So someone asks you, give me the names of all the Karbanis. So you'll say, Karban Tamid, Oila, Mincha, Chatas, and Eish. Tell them there's another Karban. People don't know this. The Rambam says that the last fire had no purpose. It was just there because we had to put a fire on the Mizbeach. Eish l'shem Eish. So I'm telling you the concept, Ma Yisod, it was also a type of karma. You had to put on the Mizbeach, Eish tomi tukar ala Mizbeach. Now I want to point out something. One of them it says, tukad boy. If you notice the pasuk says, tukad boy. Then it says, Eish Tamid, Tukad. Does it say boy? No!
Ow.
There was a fire in the oven. Then there was a fire that was put on. It was like a carbon. Eish Tamid, Tukad. Al HaMizbeach. No? What are you talking? Beautiful, huh? Of course it's very nice. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Is this working? You sure?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. There's one fire. You see the difference? Tukad boy. One fire was the fire of the Mizbeach. And then there was a mitzvah to put Eish Tamid, Tukad, Yaakov Tukad, Al. Like a carbon. They put a carbon called Eish, fire. Now we're starting to see the significance. There's something interesting about that fire on the Mizbeach. The Eish Tamid. What is it? What is this Eish Tamid? This fire that we put. Yeah? Just for the sake of having fire. If you take a look, the Netziv, we have a Netziv here, we have it?
Hamak Shail.
The Netziv. Eish Tamid, Tukad Al HaMizbeach. Says the Netziv. Very big Chiddush. The Rambam paskins in Tamidu Musaf and Pei Beis Halacha Vav. Very big Chiddush. Now I'm stalling a little bit because I'm skipping a little bit. I'm trying to take away the nitty gritty. I in my mind I go back and forth. The Chizkuni. The I don't think it's that necessary. I think the point is self understood here. So I'm looking through my notes. We're gonna skip a little bit. But all right, Pei Beis Halacha Vav. Listen to here. Hamechabe eish hamizbeach loike, not twice but once. I told you. Rashi holds twice. The Ramban, and other Rishonim hold how many times you get malchus? Once. Okay. Now afilu gacheles achas. Even if you just undo one coal, the fire's going. But I undo a little bit, take away one coal, I'm already over. Ready? Vafilu hoirida mi'al ha-mizbeach. And even if I took it off the mizbeach, the cover, and I extinguish it off the mizbeach, still like, I still get malchus. Tell me something, did you ever try taking a piece of fire? What's the difference? The fire's still going. What's the difference? And you know what the answer, Rabbi Isai, is? So the Netziv learns that that's the chiddush of these psukim. Says the Netziv, the chiddush of the psukim, ve'eish ha-mizbeach tukad boy, meaning even when it's off the mizbeach. Even when it's off. Here, I'm going to read it to you. He says like this. Here. Says the Netziv. yeah. Okay, here. One second. Here. Okay, it says like this. Eish Tamid. Yeah. It says like, Afilu b'sha, v'eish alam is be'ach, afilu b'sha so Loi tichbe legami. And oilulam deinu de b'shas itzos adeshin also lechabes agecheles, which means even when I take off the deshin, I'm taking out the scrap, and there's fire in it. Make sure it doesn't extinguish. Why not? If the whole idea is that the mizbeach needs to have, this doesn't take anything away from the mizbeach. Ani merim adeshin. I'm taking off the not the coals, the dash, the ashes. I'm taking off the ashes, right? And there's fire in the ashes. So it's not taking away the fire of the Mizbeach. I'm anyway taking it off the Mizbeach. Still there's halacha of loy tichbe. What do we see from here? It's about the esh. That the esh has to be tamed. You're not allowed to extinguish that esh. It's not about the korbanis anymore. It's not about the Mizbeach anymore. It's about, no, you clean it, and if it extinguishes, extinguish it on its own. But you can't go and extinguish it. You can't be mechabit. Why not? And the answer is, because it's not about the mizbeach, it's about the esh. There's something special about that esh, that the halacha is loy tichbe. Why? So I think the pshat is, that the fire itself is kaidish. Something very special. Just like you have a carbon, right? A carbon, you know you can't destroy a carbon. Could you destroy a carbon? Chas v'shalom. Don't look at the fire as a hechetimtza to burn the carbon, but that itself is a chelik of the carbon. And just like I can't take and destroy a piece of a carbon, I can't destroy me'al ha-mizbeach, the esh that I put there. Pshat. Now we have to start thinking, what's so special about this fire? What is it? What kind of a carbon could a fire be? It doesn't cost anything. It's more or less air. You look at the Medrash. We're going to soon see a Marsha that the fire from Shemayim doesn't extinguish. Me'atzmo lo nichba. Lama? Ze mitziuti. The fire that man makes isn't tangible. There's nothing there. And therefore it can extinguish on its own. You notice if you leave a fire, it's not going to last. It needs outer fuel to ignite it. But on its own, it goes out. The fire of Shemayim, says the Medrash, we're going to soon see this in a Marsha, does not go out. You know why? Because it's Mitziuti. So what am I giving? I'm giving fire. Can you imagine a guy donates I'll give some fire. Could you give something more, a little more tangible? Maybe give a little cash or something? I'll donate fire. What are you donating fire? It's nothing. Fire's air! What is fire? So what's so special about fire? Could you imagine a person says, I'll donate carbon. Okay, I'll donate Eitzim, and I'll donate fresh air. It needs air, because without the air, you can't have the fire, so I'll donate the air. I'll stand there with a fan, and I'll blow air into the... You can't donate something which is very untangible, like fire. So what's so special? What's so special? Hey, some of it's bad. What is it? Let me read to you Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh writes... It's referring to the fire of Torah. Esh al hamizbeach lo tichbe do oraisa. This is Torah. Why? Because by Torah it says, "Halakoy dvorai ka'esh." My words are like fire. Ne'um Hashem. So says Hashem. Lo tichbe, so you're not supposed to extinguish it. Says the Zohar, Vadai da aveira einu mechabe Torah. A person does an aveira, it doesn't extinguish Torah. But aval avera mechaba mitzvah. But an avera could destroy a mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah and then he does an avera, so destroying what he just did. Extinguish lechabot. Aval gabi me'irei Torah, but the light, the fire of Torah, less like kviya ilamis. There's no way to extinguish it, and that's what this pasuk means. Eish tamid, the fire of Torah, lo tichbe, will not extinguish. Doesn't mean lo tichbe, you shouldn't extinguish, but lo tichbe will not extinguish. Kilayamush mipicha mipizareinu ad olam. There's avtacha that Torah will never extinguish among Klal Yisrael. How do we know it? Says the Zohar, this pasuk. Eish tamid tu karal mizbeach lo tichbe. It's a guarantee that it can't be. Lo, not that you shouldn't extinguish it. Lo tichbe, that what? You shouldn't extinguish it. No, lo tichbe is it can't be extinguished. Because fire of Torah cannot be extinguished. So now we see what the Eish is referring to. The Eish is referring to something more than just simple fire. It's referring to the Eish of Torah. That's what's special, unique about this Eish Tamid. There's a lot of Midrashim that can be explained with this. I want to show you some of the Midrashim. Medrash says like this. Says the Medrash. Samach Ayin Gimel. Oh, it says like this in the Medrash. Oh, Medrash says like this. Omar Kodesh Boch. Bezchus HaMizbeach Sho'esh Boi Erez Boi Bayoim U'Palayla Ani Nifra Min Malchus Edoin Be'esh U'Tehein Esrefes Bayoim U'Palayla Shnemar Laila v'yoimam loytechabe la'olam. That the way to combat Edom is through the fact that yoim v'laila, day and night, we have the Eish al HaMizbeach lo tichbe. That's what it says in the Medrash Tanchuma. What's the connection? Edom, the fire on the Mizbeach, yoim v'laila. Boy, Sam, I tell you, givali, givali, givshat. Edom is Esav. You hear the question? No, it's because Eish Tom Mitukar Alam is Beach. Mamel Edom, that's the comeback to Edom. Medrash Tanchuma, I didn't make it up. Medrash. Yoim V'Laila, and therefore we could destroy Edom. Well, what's he referring to? I think the Pshat is as follows. Edom is Esav. Who is the person that combats Esav, and the answer is Sarei Shel Yaakov. Who is the war between? It's Yaakov against Esav, right? That was the Vayavik Ish Imoy Ad Alois Hashachar, the war of Yaakov. And what is Esav? Esav tries to go and hit the thigh of Yaakov. So Chazal tell us the Taimche HaTorah. He was trying to get those that support the leg support of Torah. That's how Esav comes. So it's Torah that combats Yaakov. Eish Tamid, the Zayar tells us, is about Torah. So Bishchus the Eish Tamid, we're going to combat Edom. Anachni yucholim lilchom v'lanatzeach et Edom. No, you hear what I'm telling you? What is it? Because there's a fire in the Mizbeach constantly, so we'll be able to win against Edom. What's Shai Echad Lasheni? And the Teretz is Yoim V'Laila. V'Hagisa B'Yoimam V'Laila. Look at the Lash on the Medrash. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Zchus HaMizbeach Sho'esh Bo'eres B'Yoim. Mr. Kaikov B'Yoim. Oh, B'Laila. Bayoim, ubalayla, ani nifra min malchus Edom be'eish, eish ha-toyro destroys Edom. Eish HaTorah destroys Edom. Yaakov combats Edom. Yoim V'Lailah. And that's Eish Tamid, which is Torah. And I'll prove this to you. I'll tell you over another Medrash. The Medrash says, Oh, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovo Yisru Samizbeach, She'eish HaKarbonis Bayaris Boy, Yoimam V'Lailah. The Eish Tamid on the Mizbeach helps me. You know what it helps me? It helps me that it's Mechaper al Yisroel She'oiskim Batoiro Yoimam V'Laila She'nemar V'Gisa B'Yoimam V'Laila Medrash Agada. So you see the connection of Yoim V'Laila and Toiro and the Inyan of Eish Tamid. That the fire on the Mizbeach is Mochel Mechaper on Klal Yisroel. That they are Oiskim Batoiro Yoimam V'Laila. And then we know the famous Medrash Necher Abbas. He brings it here too, but it's a famous Medrash. Spoke about it. Ilu Zachisem. Hashem says, had you been Zoicha, Hayisim Kairim Batoira, Eish Tamid, Tukalam Mizbeach Leitichbe. Had you been Zoicha, you could have read Eish Tamid. Achshav Shaloi Zachisem. And now that you are in Zoicha, Reatim Kairim, Mimoraim Shalach Eish Batzmoisai. Hashem sends fire in our bones. Ilu zachitem. What's ha'item kore batorah? You would read the Torah. What does that mean? It should say, ilu zachitem. You would have had the mizbeach, which was Eish Tamid. And now you have the tukad in you. What does that have to do with item kore batorah? What does that have to do with reading in the Torah? Famous man, we spoke about this. If you were Zoche Klal Yisrael, if you were Zoche Hayitem Kaira, you would read in the Torah, Eish Tamid, Tukad Al HaMizbeach. What does that do reading? Yonatan, what does that do reading? What does it mean? It would say, Ilu Zachitem, you would have Eish Tamid, you would have the Mizbeach. And now that you did it, so Hashem take the fire and puts it Eish Batzmotai. What does it do with reading of the Torah? And the answer is, it's about Torah. Eish Tamid Tukad, you would have been mitkayem the Eish Torah through the learning of Torah. Because Eish Tamid is about learning of Torah. Ilo zachitam yisim kairim batorah. In the Torah, you would have had the Eish Tamid Tukad. And if you don't learn Torah, what happens? Fire. You know, the Gemara says that any house, we're going to speak about this. Any house that doesn't have Torah at night, what happens? Fire comes. What happens? There's something called Eish HaTorah. It's a nice yeshiva, and it's also true. Who wins against Edom? It says in the Pasuk, Esav. Who wins? That through the Torah person, Yaakov could be fire. And if not, what happens? It's Shalach Eish Batzmoisai. Then the fire comes to me. Either I go out and win the fire over with my fire, or the fire comes and what? Consumes me. Huh? Esav. There'll be fire. Eish HaTorah takes away the fire. Take away the Eish HaTorah, comes the fire. Ilu Karisem, if you would read in the Torah, if you would have read in the Torah, if you would have read in the Torah, Eish Tamid took out Alam his back like Sichbeth. Through the reading of Torah, you would have had Eish Tamid. Because the fire of Torah is the learning. And that's what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying. The Zohar HaKadosh writes, Doi Raisa, it's referring to the Torah, Eish Alam Mizbeach, Lo Tichbe. Yeah, the fire is referring to what? The Torah. And Lo Yisichbe. Agav, I don't want to cover over and fool you. The wording of these midrashim is mashma that has more to do about the mizbeach than it has to do with the fire. You see, I was learning that it's the fire more than it was the mizbeach. You hear? Actually, the words of the medrash is b'schus, it's the schus of hamizbeach she'esh hakabonis by aris boy. Yeah, he talks about the schus hamizbeach she'esh be'aris boy be'yoyim u'balayla. It's a little bit, you hear, Rafi, I could have cheated. I could have made believe in this. Now, you know, well, you, the words of psis is mashma a little bit that it's not so much the age, but it's the schus of his bath that has the age. The way I'm learning, it's more the age. All right, but the midrashim are mevor. The midrashim are clear that it's what? That it's about eish hatorah. Okay. I'm going to say a little bit different. Hagam, I prove to you the chashivut of the esh is the chashivut of Torah. And that's why it had to be esh tamid, because tamid, Torah has to be constant. Esh tamid, the Torah has to be tamid, constant. Lo tichber. I'm going to al derech avoda to explain it also al derech avoda. There's one way to explain the esh tamid in Torah, and now we're going to explain it through Avodah. You know, every Jew has a nitzutz of fire in him. As a matter of fact, let's start, we spoke about this a long time ago. A person is made up of four yesodot. Right? There's Afar, Mayim, Ruach. Then there's Eish, the highest level. And that's where the Ruchni is, the spirituality of a person comes from the Eish. Okay. In every Jew, we say there's a Nitzutz. We're going to explain that Nitzutz.
Nitzutz.
We're going to explain what it is, okay? But it has to do with Eish. It's about fire. So there's an Inyan of Eish, Tamid, Lo Tichbe. I have to make sure not to extinguish the Eish Tamid. And what do I mean by this? So first of all, you're saying, where I get this from? It's so wild. Let me begin by telling you the Chinuch says more or less what I'm saying. The Chinuch explains that the Inyan of Eish Tamid Tukar, he begins with a question, why do I have to put fire? Hashem anyway sends the fire. So why do I have to add? Says the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis, says the Chinuch, because Hashem wants that we should cover over the miracle. Hashem wants kinisim gedolim, asher yaso kel, la'olam yasa derech seiter. It shouldn't be so obvious. So Hashem wants us to cover it over. He's sending fire. It's a miracle. Unbelievable miracle. So we put fire like this, it covers it over. Chinuch. Chinuch in mitzvah kuf lamed beis. Lahastir hanes. Then the Chinuch says, I'll ask you another question. I still have to explain the mitzvah. Why? Because the question is, one second. L'fi adoyma. Okay. Masha amarnu. Mao inyan ha-mitzvah. Milvad ha-eish ha-tzach shom le-karbon. But why do we have to have a separate fire besides for what's for the carbon, which is what I was asking you with the Rambam? Why do we need a special fire? If it's for the carbon, fine. But what's not for the carbon, what do you need it for? So he says an interesting chiddush. He says like this. Teva ha'odam, ki min ha'arba yisoydeh sheba'odam, hu ha'esh v'hu roish l'arba asam. One of the four is fire, and fire is the top. Yeah? That makes him function. The fire, the eish in the person. Okay. So he needs it to be blessed. So you take the fire and you put it on the mizbeach. That's what the Chinuch says. So you thought I was going to come from like, wow, some Kabbalistic, you know, fire with person and eish. The Chinuch says it openly. It has to do with the fire of the person, which is one of the four yesodot, and it's the main one, and that's the highest level. Okay. I want to explain what this is all about. To take the fire and put it on the mizbeach, what is it all about? So let me tell you pshats like this. It says in the Svar Makdoshim, beautiful. Every Jew has fire, has a nitzutz, a spark of fire. And you're supposed to be makriv that. Supposed to give it to the Mizbeach. Just like we find that on the Mizbech HaChitzon, the outer, the regular physical Mizbech, there was an Isser of Lo Tichbe, that you weren't allowed to extinguish it. This is to teach the person that the inner fire, Lo Tichbe. And,
beautiful.
Wait, and, listen to what it says. And just like you're supposed to add wood to bring up the fire, so a person on his own is supposed to add things that will help by learning Torah and Musar. You're supposed to keep the fire going. So it says in Svar Makdoshim. Very interesting. Huh? We're starting to dwell step by step deeper into the world of Eish Tamid. What is it all about? What is the Eish Tamid? What is it? Tashmeh Shmuley Kifsadetam Mashum Muchad. Okay. Okay. All right. Tishma Shmuley Tishma. Dibanu Eish Tamid Shiyesh Mashum Muchad. What is it? Torah. Okay. And I proved you from Chazal after Chazal that Eish Tamid is about Torah. Ilu Zachitem, you would read in the Torah Eish Tamid, right? It helps us combat Esav. Yaakov is Torah and Torah combats Esav. We spoke about this. All right. Now I'm going to discuss with you Givaldig al Derech Avoda. You know, there's two types. I want to teach you this. There's two Malchim HaMachshava in Machshava. One is the yeshivasha, which is all about Torah and mitzvahs. And then there's chasidus, and that's about derech avodah. It's a whole field of understanding Torah for avodah, how to worship Hashem. So I want to explain al derech avodah. I just explained al derech haTorah. I want to say al derech avodah. Pshat, that there's a fire within every Jew. We can explain what that is. We can explain because you know me. I'm not gonna just tell you about fire and tell you go have a nice day with it. I'm gonna teach you what it is. But first, let's go by draga. Fire. That is talking about the inner person. So first, I have to prove to you who said where did you get this from? The chinuch, eh? Chinuch talks about the fire with the inner person, and he takes that and he's marking it on the mizbeach. So he talks about bracha that like this it becomes blessed the person because that's his inner soul. Okay, chinuch. Not Ramachmi Breslov, even though that's also good, but chinuch, open for shayim, open. It has to do with esh, the fire within the person. Okay. Now I say like this, the fire within the person, lo tichbe. Yeah, you have to make sure not to extinguish it. Say the svarim, it's supposed to be a lesson from the mizbeach, just like on the mizbeach hachitzayin, the outer mizbeach. You're not supposed to extinguish the fire, so the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which has an Eish. Now, I want to explain you Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Charedim says, well, the carbon akriv lo yes nafshi hayechida, a person's like a Mizbeach, a person's a miniature Beis HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, the Nefesh HaChaim explains that the Beis HaMikdash resembled a person with hands and legs and a heart. Kach HaKadoshim is his heart, right? We know the Nefesh HaChaim. It was in the tzur of a person. V'shachanti b'soichai. So where does Hashem rest? Not in the Mishkan, but where does Hashem rest? V'tocho, in the person. Nefesh HaChaim, famous, right? And what the lessons from the external, which was the Mishkan, was supposed to be lessons for the internal. He was supposed to take the lessons and learn it, to hear Yaakov, to the person inside him. So in his Mizbeach, there's an Eish. You hear Eliezer? There's an Eish. So that Eish, Lo Tichbe. And that was supposed to be learned from where? From the Mizbeach HaChitzay, from the outer Mizbeach. Okay. And just like on the Mizbeach HaChitzay, the outer, which means the Mizbeach and the Mishkan, you were supposed to add wood. Right? You were supposed to do things that would keep the flame going. So too in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you have to do things that will what? That will make the fire add. Okay. Now, notice, Grata, The Torah is called Eitz Chayim Hila Machzikim Bo. Eitz Chayim, a live wood. Ubir Aleha Kayin Eitz. We were supposed to add wood to what? To bring the fire, to bring out, to keep the fire going. So now we see what it means, Ubir Aleha Kayin Eitzim, that you're supposed to add wood to help the maracha, the fire, to go. Okay? So I'm all putting together Chazalin to give you a picture. But the Yisoy is already brought in the Sfar Makdoshim. That the inner fire of a Jew, the inner fire of a Jew, you hear, should not be extinguished, and that's what we learn from this. And I'm just adding to give you, explain the Nefesh HaChayim, that a person resembles the Mishkan, and from the Mishkan you're supposed to take lessons from the inner, and Hashem actually rests in the person, and that there's an inyan of fire, and adding the wood, and wood is grad the Torah, it's Chayim L'mazikim, but I'm giving you a picture of the resemblance, the Mizbeach and the fire to the person and his inner soul, his fire. Okay. Tamid. Right? So we know that it should be Tamid, right? It should be constant. This Eish shouldn't extinguish it. Now, what is this Nitzotz? What is it? This fire. What is it about? So if you look at the Svar Makdash, once on a Barbanel like this, but either way, it's good. It's good either. Whoever said it, it's good. Love of Hashem is resembled, it's referring to the fire. When we talk about the Nitzotz, the spark, it's the love of Hashem. You want to know where I got this from? Would Shlomo HaMelech be good enough for you? Is that a good enough address for you? I'm not even saying Rishayim, because I think Shlomo HaMelech was before the Rishayim. I'm not even saying Gemara, because Shlomo HaMelech was before that. You know, Shlomo HaMelech was written Ruach HaKadosh, so I guess we could trace it all back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Shir HaShirim, Perik Ches, Ki Aza Kamavis Ahava. The love, referring to the love of Hashem, is so strong, it's like death. Koshe Kishoil Kina. It's like attack. Kishoil Kina. Rishopeho Rishpe. Eish shall have it ka. It says it clearly in the passage. The love of Hashem is resembled to a fire. Shall have it ka, the fire of Hashem. No? You want to find it? Go find the passage. Go ahead. Perikas. No, ata svardi, as tasbir li et hapasuk, ta omer shiashinim kol shavua, no? No? Ki aza, ha? Atem lo omrim?
Ayuot svardi, matanim.
So I need Sfardi, I need to give it to you. Go.
Aza?
What? Rishpei? Esh shalhevet ka. Yeah, because we say, we don't say Shem Hashem. Yeah, it's okay. So you see clearly that the Ahava, the love that burns in the heart of a Jew for Hashem, is Hashem's fire. So the Nitzutz is interesting. Hashem shall have it. Yeah, it's the fire of Hashem. Wait a minute. Is it my fire? Or is it Hashem's fire? Or is it like on the Mizbeach that it's a mixture of both? We just said, the Ahava that I have, the love of Hashem that I have, is fire. What type of fire? Like the fire of shall have it. Wait a minute. So is it mine or Hashem's? Whose fire is it? And what's the answer?
Hanitzotz of Hashem. V'atam osa maintenance of it.
Exactly. But it's going on the Hava, it's referring to that.
But there's also kasha kishol kina. When the person is jealous, it's like being...
Yeah, but he's trying to define the Ahava.
No, but the kina goes, the shol goes on kina.
No, it's not. It's going all back on the Hava. The Ahava is such.
Kasha kishol kina.
Right, so therefore he can't control himself. He's saying it's an uncontrollable ahava. Like what? Rishaper, it says. It's going, there's nothing to argue. It's going back on the ahava. Okay, now please, you're asking questions on the mitzius. The fact is, this is the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about ahava is Hashem.
You can argue about how to read it.
Okay, good. Let's go further. Yonatan afterwards. That's what the pasuk is referring to. It's going to ahava is Hashem. Okay, now, yeah? Shashir, it's going on Abbas Hashem. Rafi, you hear it? Et Et, it says it. Listen, look at the Rishayim. It's Pasht. That's what's referring to. Et shall have it cut. Okay, now. I know the English says it. I need the English. That's what it means. That's the Pasuk. You want to argue, say a different Pshat. Okay, write a Sefer. I don't know, but that's not what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk is going on Avos Hashem. Okay, now. Let's discuss. Now we finished discussing the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire. Now let's discuss. Now let's discover us. The Esh HaMizbeach Tukad Boi. So I ask you, why does it say Esh HaMizbeach Tukad Boi? You should say the Esh HaMizbeach Tukad Alav on it. What does Boi mean? So I told you, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. There's two types of fires. There's one fire of, and there's one fire on, like a carbon. The Maisa, the Rashbam, learns a little differently. The Rashbam says, boy is not going on the Mizbeach, it's going on the night. It says you should have all night, ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukad boy ba'layla. It's going back on the, it's not going back on the Mizbeach at all. It says va'arach alav eitzim right in the morning and at night you may right you make a fire so the eisham is back tukad boy right going back the context of the pasuk is by night. It says here va'hayitzim lechutz hamakom tar, it's by night. That's the story of the pasuk. Yeah, it says here kol alayla moitalam is beach, the oil was all night. So the Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boi doesn't mean by the Mizbeach. It means by the night. That's how the Rashbam learns. My great uncle, those Naim Latiris, is a very nice pshat. He says like this. You know, there was two fires. There was the fire from above, and then there was the fire that we put. How could the Mizbeach not burn? It should have burnt up. It's made out of what? What are you talking about? Made out of wood. What kind of earthenware? What are you talking about? Made out of wood with a little copper on it. It was made from a plate of copper, but in the middle of it was wood. It's made out of wood. What are you talking about? Huh? Yeah, but how come it didn't burn? What are you talking about? Okay. Of course it burns. What are you talking about? Did you go make a fire on a wooden thing. Let's see how long it stays. So the Medrash asked us for a question. So the Medrash says, and that's what I told you before, since it was a fire from Hashem, it was miraculous. It didn't have to burn. It didn't have to burn up things, just like the Sneh, right? The Sneh had a fire. It didn't burn. Why didn't it burn? Because it was Hashem's fire. Hashem's fire doesn't destroy things. It fixes things. Doesn't destroy things. So the Medrash says this. Yeah. Says my great uncle Givaldik. Boy, what was the fire in? That was Hashem. Ah, you laughed, but you added physical fire. So he says, but which was Sholet? And the answer is the fire of Shemayim was Sholet. So the Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boy. So therefore, even if you added Eish Tamid, it didn't destroy the Mizbeach. That's what he says at Pshat. Okay. You look over there, you like it, you do it, you don't. I don't really care. That's my own personal thing. It's my uncle. I like it. Okay, maybe I have Nagias. But let me tell you over. Givaldi, Givaldi, Givaldi. They brought down from the Sfasemis that when he was a little boy, he went to ask his father, the Imri Emes. Not the Imri Emes, the Sharim, I guess. Well, who's the father?
Huh?
So who's the father?
The son of
the... Whoever it was, he went to ask his father. Why does it say, Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukad Boi? It should say, Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukad Olam. Well, what's Boi? So the father said, what do you say? Obviously, if you're asking the question, you want to give an answer. So as a little boy, he said the following. And this went down in history as the most gewaldige, gewaldige pshat. Boy is not referring to the Mizbeach, it's referring to the Kayin. The Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boy in the Kayin.
It's like a Kohen.
in the kayin itself. Fire the mizbeach should burn inside the kayin. No? I so glad that my uncle brings it down from a different sefer, b'shem God Lechet. Obviously, it's a common word. You hear? Eish ha-mizbeach tukad boy. I want to say givaldik. You hear? You hear? I'm trying to tell you, givaldik, we're not talking about the inner of the kayin, the inside. We're not talking about outer fires. We're talking about spiritual inner fires in the person. Eish ha-mizbeach tukad boy. In the kayin. With this, I want to answer gewaldige, gewaldige, gewaldige pshat. You know, in Shir Hashirim, we say there's a pasuk the following: Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabot et ahava, unharot lo yishtefua. Many waters can't extinguish this love, and rivers, narot lo yishtefua, can't swamp it. Okay? Can't be such a thing. What is the pasuk referring to? The love. Okay, let me tell you what I think the pasuk is referring to. Yeah? Huh? It's a shashim. What's the pasuk? The next pasuk. Right? See, Imam is talking about the next pasuk. There's a fire, and this fire none of the waters could extinguish. Yeah? And we explain that this fire is the nitzutz of Avas Hashem, the Eish Tamin in the person. Huh? Let's go to the next pasuk. You ready, Rafi? The Gemara in Yuma says, Dafchaf Aleph, Amid Aleph, that there were 10 miracles in the Meis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. What was one of the 10 Nisim? Mi'aylam lo'ikivik sham mimatzei maracha. The rains didn't extinguish. It rained, it was an open roof. Imagine if you have a snowstorm, you have a rain, a chveis, a home. How could the fire keep on going? Says Tomit. Says that it had to go kaz. How does it go kaz? Wind. Winter. Ness. Like kibu, it didn't extinguish. Says the Marsha. Which fire didn't extinguish? The heavenly fire. Of course, the heavenly fire. I need a pasuk that, I need a gemara. It can't extinguish anyway, the heavenly fire. Because that was anyway beyond human component. It's referring to the fire, even the one that we put. Afilu ha'esh shanachnu samin, that we put. Yeah? The one that we put couldn't extinguish. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu chaboy says ahava, because since the fire is which fire? The fire of ahava, the fire of love, the fire that's within the heart of every yid. So water can't extinguish it. Mayim rabim, that's what the pasuk's referring to. Like the love, Rishpei Eish, it's like fire, and this fire cannot get extinguished. This fire. Why? Because it doesn't surround. I want to tell you something. How could it be that a Jew, no matter what happens, still believes in Hashem and loves him? How could it be? It's got to be crazy. The Gemara says, I'm a Pazizi. You're crazy. The Gemara said he came to the Tana and he told her, you're crazy. You said Nasav and Ishma, why didn't you look into it? First, before you say you want the Torah, look into it. So what did he answer? He answered that you would never understand Nasav and Ishma. It's not for you, okay? What's the pshat? It came from Ahava, it came from love. Blind love, right? I want to show you even more. The Gemara says, yeah, I'll tell you a nice mice. Years ago, I bought a sefer when I was a buffer. The name of the sefer was called Ayala Shlucha. I told it to you a few times in the pit. You remember the story? Ayala Shlucha. It's a sefer. The first one that came out was on Baba Basra, on Cheska Sabbat. I wasn't learning Cheska Sabbat at the time, and I really didn't need the sefer. The type of sefer wasn't no gear to me. Why did I buy it? I opened it up, and I saw the introduction. And the introduction moved me so much that I said, I have to buy it. What was the introduction? The introduction was as follows. The person writing the sefer says, instead of writing a whole introduction, I'm just going to print over a letter that was found in a concentration camp. Here? A concentration camp in the walls. Yeah? A letter. And this letter is going to be my introduction to the sefer. What was the letter? He writes like this. My Rebbe, my Admor told me a story of a Jew who went on a boat with his entire family to escape where they were torturing the religious, where they weren't allowed to have freedom of religion.
Persecution
of religion. So he tried to escape. And he was Moser Nefesh. You know, he went on a boat with his kids and it was dangerous and a storm came and wrecked the boat and the kids and the wife died in it. He dragged himself ashore. And he looks and he thinks, why did I get into this? For you, Hashem. I did it for you, yeah? You couldn't save me? I did it because I'm trying to serve you. And yet, you had to bring a storm to that the last minute before I arrived that I should lose my whole family. He says, but it's not going to work. You're not going to push me away from you. Because I love you, no matter what, I'm still going to worship you. So it's not going to, no matter what you do, it's not going to work. And he took this note and he put it into a bottle and he threw it to the sea. And years later, someone picked it up and he saw this note. So this Jew was writing that no matter what in the concentration camps you're going to do to me, it's not going to work. Because I have a hab, I love you. I love you, Hashem. And since I love you, no matter what, it can't get destroyed. It can't take away the love. And he put it into the walls of the concentration camp. And this person printed over this letter in the book as an introduction. Hit orut, something that will... I bought the book. I keep it. It's very dear to me, this book. Only because of this introduction. You know what this introduction is? What we're saying over here. The esh, the fire. Lo tichbe. There's no way to extinguish it. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Mayim rabum lo yuchlu l'chabot et ahava. There's no matter all the waters of the world, no matter storms that a person goes through in his life, Nahara Isla Yishtafua, all the storms of the world will not extinguish the love. Okay. With this, Rabbi Isai, I don't know why everybody looks like they're getting ready to leave. We still have another good half hour to go. I just started. I still want to talk to you about Purim. We just started. We're just getting into it. We have Purim, we have a lot of things to talk about. Okay. With this, we can explain the lashon of the pasuk. If you have to go, you can go. Whatever is good for you. Okay. You know, the first pasuk says, "Va'esh ala mizbeach tukad bay." The second one says the reverse. I don't know if you noticed. The second was the exact opposite. "Esh tamid tukad ala mizbeach." "Esh." Alam is Beach Tukat, and here it's Eish Tukat Alam is Beach. What's the Pshat? Rabbi say, I hold the Pshat as like I told you. It's a joint effort, this Nitzotz. You know how the Nitzotz works? There should be an Eish Alam is Beach. Yeah? That's from Hashem. I'm sorry, the other way around. Right? Eish Alam is, I'm sorry, Eish. Alam is Beach, the Eish the Mizbeach, Tukad, by in the Kayim. Then there's another thing, Eish Tamid Tukad, by that you have to put fire. Joint effort. If you want to make the Nitzotz grow, the spark should come to a whole fire. It takes joint effort. One, that the fire of the Mizbeach should burn in you. And the opposite, that you should burn the fire on the Mizbeach. Hashem is going to help you. Hashem comes inside you, but you have to come to Hashem too. It's a joint effort. The pasuk is read differently. The first pasuk is Eish al mizbeach tukad bay, and the second one is Eish tamid you tukad al mizbeach. You and the Eibishter. With this, Rabbi Isai, I want to say pshat on your sight. You hear? Growth is a joint effort. Pischuli Pesach kechudoi shel machat. Yeftach lechem Pesach kechud shel ulam. The biggest doors. It's a joint effort. You have to work on it, want it, work on it. And Hashem comes and helps. Oizer, Hashem helps you. But you have to put yourself into the avoda, and then the avoda to put You understand? You have to put yourself into the avoida and the avoida into yourself. It's a joint effort. Ata tzarich lekanes lalimud ulachnis alimud letoch atzmecha. Lachnis et atzmecha balimud ulachnis et alimud ba'atzmecha. It takes two things. You know they say over. I learned Shas. Yeah, but what did Shas learn you? What did it teach you? Huh? A person could learn Shas, but Shas didn't teach him anything. You could do the learning, but now you have to take the learning and bring it inside, internalize it into you. That's the Eish HaMizbeach. The Eish HaMizbeach is Tukad Boy, and also that you should go and make the fire. A joint effort between Hashem and you. You go to the Torah, and then bring the Torah inside you. Now, I want to explain to you another Nakuda. The word Eish, okay, and Tamid, has another implication in Avoida. And that is one constant. Tamid. Right? Constant. Tamid could also mean always prepared. Always prepared. Ready for the job. Tamid. That the fire should always be, remember we spoke about this, that the fire should always be there, ready for when it's needed. They didn't need it all day. Did they need the fire on the Mizbeach all day? No. But it was burning for the moment that was needed. Omed Muchan. And I'll prove it to you. My great uncle, the Zayin Latayr, proves it beautiful. The fire was needed for when actually? What was the night fire needed for? Do you know what it was needed for? Huh? No. No, what was the night one? It says for the Ketairis. The second Maracha was what? It was for the Ketairis. When were they marking the Ketairis? The first one was Oila, and the Chelvia Oila was by night. But what about the Ketairis? It was in the morning, it was the day, right? It was a day thing. So why would it have to be Kalalaila? Well, why did it have to be all night? Eisham is Be'at Tukat Boy. Rashbam says that they had to do it at night, but the actual need for it was when? It was by day. So what was the point of having it by night? And the answer is, Tamid, ready. Always ready. The fire should always be ready to be when it's needed. For the moment that it's needed. Stand ready. Zrizus. My uncle Reb Zalman explains it beautifully. That there's a lesson of Zrizus, okay, in this also. Now I want to tell you over Meiridik. You ready? I want to tell you over Meiridik. Givaldik, you ready? The Balaturim. If you have a Chumash, I'd appreciate if you could read the Balaturim. The Balaturim writes, Eish Tamid Tukad, that this is the Sulam, the ladder, Sheboy HaMalachim Oilam, that the Malachim go up. Balaturim, I'm the Chumash, in the Mikrais Gedolos. I'm not making it. You have Mikrais Gedolos over there? I have a question. Here, go ahead. So you'll read it. It's unbelievable. Here. Just like this. Eish Tamid, says the Balaturim. No, where's the Balaturim here in this Chumash? No. Yeah, Balaturim. Here it is. Chuhu. This fire is K'moy Sulam L'Malachim. Like a ladder for the Malachim Lalois. K'inyin Shenemar Vayal Malach Hashem B'lahav HaMizbeach. That the fire, torch of the fire of the Mizbeach brings up the Malachim. Malachim, where? What? What's he talking about? Where did this come in here? What's he talking about? You make a fire in the Mizbeach, it's a ladder for Malachim. The Mekubalim probably have a field day with this. This is real right material for the Mekubalim. They love this type, right? Let me tell you what he means. Lalois. The fire. In Yiddish, we call it the bren, the enthusiasm, the zrizus, enthusiasm. Yes, I want it all the time. I don't slack off. That's the sulam lalois. The spiritual ladder is based on the Eish Tamid Tukat, the fire that you put. Ha'esh atam machnis. You know what esh means? Fire. In English, we have an expression. He's on fire. What does that mean? Matmid, Eish Tamid. He's excited to learn. He's excited to do avoda. He's constantly doing it. That's the sulam lalis. That's the ladder that brings a person up. A person can be makiv a carbon. He's lazy. He's not interested. It ain't going anywhere. This carbon is not going to have too much of an aliyah. Yeah. Lalois. The aliyah is based on the eish tamid, which is the fire that you put into it. And with this, I'll end with something that my grandfather says. Ubier alea koyin eitim babayka babayka. Yeah. The koyin puts fire in woods. What is the word ubier? Very interesting word. Ubier. Destroying. It's a destroying through fire. The Targum translates it Yalfi, which is a lashon of learning. Ubiara learning. Yalfi. Look at the Targum. Ubiara la koyin eitzim baboiker baboiker. Yalfi. Learning. What's the pshat? So my grandfather says this yisod. Ubiya. It's about learning. It's about fire. It's about the slavut that a person puts. And it's about the Eisha Torah, the fire of Torah. It has to do with fire. A person learns, he has to learn like fire. Targum, the Yonison.
Oh,
yeah. You have the Targum Yonison? What? You have it? You have the Targum Yonison?
No.
No, so let's read it here.
I have Yonison, but I don't
okay, here. Targum says like this. Be Allah Koyin. Eitzim, v'yalfe alo kahana oyin. V'yalfe. What does v'yalfe mean? Steigen, learning. It's a lashon of learning. Yeah. Eish ha-toyru, fire of toyru. And it has to be with ubir alel, fire. Okay. So the lessons are pretty clear. And in order to grow, ruchnius, in order to supply ammunition and food to the neshama, the nitzots.
Maintain the nitzots.
To retain it. What do you have to do? You have to tlavut. It's rizut with fire. You should really want to learn and through Torah. Okay. Now let's talk 5 minutes about Purim. Okay. And then I'll tell you over about the Eitz Hadas, and then I'll send you off on your way. Mitz Hashem to see you again next Sunday. Okay? Purim. I want to tell you a pshat. I say it over every year, but you know, I want to add and subtract because people come to talk to me in Lakewood and they ask me very good kashas there. The guys are learning shtark and they're really, you know, they're trying to catch you with mistakes, so they ask you all these type of questions. But Baruch Hashem, I learned how to field them good and answer very good. So listen carefully. I want to tie in a yisoid. What is Purim about? Okay. Purim. Part of Purim. I can't say all, there's a lot of parts to Purim. But one of the parts of Purim is a lesson in Yeshua's Hashem, how the miracle of Hashem happens. From one moment, it was Evel, Sak ve'efa yutzel rabim, the most darkest situation. Yeah? And then the next minute, v'napochu, turned around, a complete 360 degree, 360 degree turnaround. Okay. How does that happen? So I want to tell you what I think. The entire Megillah, there is no hishtadlut whatsoever. There is no hishtadlut whatsoever till the Yeshua comes. I'll explain to you what I mean. Sumu alai. They davened. What was the plan? The plan was to send Esther that she should go lava yulushan lifnei amelech ulevakeish al amo. Did they contradict what Haman said? Haman came and said it's kedai to kill the Jews. Why is it kedai to kill the Jews? Because Yeshna Am Echad Mefuzim Mefayre Bein Amim V'Taseim Shainais V'Taseim Melechenim Oisim, they're worthless. Does Esther officially come the way Mordechai sends her dispute that? It does not say in the pasuk. All it says in the pasuk, lavai ulavakesh ulischanein, beg. Beg not to do it. You know, someone would say, beg not to do it. Doesn't make sense. Well, why don't you come up with a whole, you know, explanation why it's wrong, morally, economically? I don't know. Could you imagine a person puts out a gzar din because it's not good for him, and you come and say, please, 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 what? What are you talking about? Come and get, come up with the mahalach. Come up. You know, I told you this story once. That Rabbi Schoenfeld told me the following story. In 1960, or 59, 60, a Jew who worked on Shabbos was able to lose his job. Now it's the law that you can't fire a guy for not working on Shabbos. A Yid who did not want to work on Shabbos in those days lost his job. You were able to fire him. He didn't show up. He didn't show up on Saturday. You're gone. What was it called? It was called the Blue Zone Law. Which means is religion, and therefore you can't fire a guy with Shabbos. Who instituted it? The Rabbanim from New York went to the governor in those days, I don't know who he was, of New York State. And they were going to make a whole mishlacha to explain that it's not right to fire people for keeping their religion. Okay. My grandfather was Barosh. He was the spear that went to be again the whole thing. And he used Rabbi Schoenfeld. Rabbi Schoenfeld was with him, and they got together a group of Rabbanim, big, strong, intelligent Rabbanim, and a group of lawyers that they worked on it for an entire year. Almost an entire year. They worked on putting together to come to the governor with that it's not right legally and morally, and against a whole... I don't remember. You can ask Rabbi Schoenfeld. I heard it from him many times. I don't remember the governors. Kitzer, so what they did was that at the allotted time when they were supposed to go, my grandfather asks Rabbi Schoenfeld, how am I getting there? How am I getting to Albany? So Rabbi Schoenfeld said, why would you need to go? You don't need to go. I mean, you don't even speak English. I mean, what would be the point of you going? I mean, I'll go. I mean, I'm professional. Rabbi Schoenfeld is a very professional rabbi, and he has his lawyers. So my grandfather tells him, what do you mean? It's my thing. Of course I'm going. I spent the year on this. What do you mean? I'm not going to go? He says, yeah, but you haven't, there's no point. I mean, I'd love to help. I mean, I'd love to, you should go, but why? Why travel to Albany for nothing? He says, don't worry about it. I want to go. Okay. Rabbi Schoenfeld told me that when they came and they had the meeting with the governor, right before the meeting, my grandfather asks Rabbi Schoenfeld, and who's going to do the talking? So Rabbi Schoenfeld said, what do you mean who's going to do the talking? And we have it, it's all prepared. I'll start, and then the lawyers are going to take over, and they're the whole system there. So my grandfather says to him, what are you talking about? I'm going to do the talking. What are you talking about? So Rabbi Schoenfeld told me, he said, but you don't even speak English. What are you talking about? So he says, ich weiß was zu reden. Don't worry, I know what to say. Rabbi Schoenfeld told me, that his heart sank. He says, we worked on this for a year. It was a year of work. He couldn't believe what he was listening to. You had to see where Rabbi Schoenfeld says it over. He says, my heart sank. And it's funny. You know what's interesting? Maybe it's Min HaShemayim. Rabbi Schoenfeld told this to me on Purim. It's very interesting. I like to find in life why everything happens. What happened was I visited Rabbi Kellerman. I had the Suda by my uncle, Rabbi Kellerman. And Rabbi Schoenfeld, I guess, has children there. He has some family there. I don't know. He has some. And he was also there for Purim. And Mincha, Purim, we daven Mincha together in the shul in the Young Israel. And that's when he told me this story. So it's interesting that it has a Shaychus to Purim. And I'd rather tie it into Purim. So maybe Hashem sent me the message, Purim, to tie it into Purim. Okay. What ended up happening? What ended up happening was that my grandfather was the boss. It was his thing. So he comes in there, and everybody's sitting there, the governor and the lieutenant governor. You know, the Mustami wasn't the same low life that we had the governor now. Mustami was a little more Ben Adam, whatever. But Kitzer, my grandfather begins in Yiddish. he starts talking and talking, and then he starts to cry. And Rabbi Schoenfeld says, I couldn't believe it. I was listening. I thought, what is going on here? The governor looks and looks, and he goes, Rabbi, don't cry, brother. Calm down. I understand. We'll meet about it again later, but the initial was, I hear. I'm moved. Okay. I know what my grandfather said. It was printed in the newspaper. I have the newspaper clipping that they reprinted over in English what he said in Yiddish. And what he said was that America is a country that respects even the body of the human being, because you see that in America, they'll do anything to bring back a soldier. It's like a chag v'layavr, anything, like in Israel. It's chag v'layavr, the body, you know, you bring back the goof, right? Even if it means that they have to send in soldiers to die. They do.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's they'll send in soldiers, you might get killed, to save the goof of what's the pshat? Because there's a chashivas of Adam. So he says, what about the pnim, the neshama? You for surely respect, right? That if you respect the goof, Shabbos is the neshama of the Jew. So if you don't let us keep the Shabbos, you're going against the spiritual essence of the human being of the Jew. Okay, that was basically what he said. Okay, I have it. I have the newspaper clip. Sure. As my grandfather walks out, Rabbi Schoenfeld told me that he was very sharp, my grandfather. And he looks at him, he goes, you see, I told you I know what to say. He says, you see? Yadati ba'ladaber. Truthfully, he stole this. This was a stolen bit. Where did he get this from? You know who used to do this? The Chafetz Chaim used to do this. Chafetz Chaim, when he went, there were Bachim and Radin, they told that they were spies. They came and said that they were spies. So in the court case, the Chafetz Chaim went to be Me'id, to say testimony on behalf of the Talmid. He got up in front of the judge and he began to cry. And they were so moved that she said, don't cry. And there's another part to the story. The story also was that the lawyer for the boy, for the bacher in the yeshiva, came and said, the rabbi said, the Chafetz Chaim said that the boy is not a spy. So she goes, of course he says, it's his student. Of course, why should I believe him? So she said over the story about the lawyer said over the story about the Chafetz Chaim. What was the story? That there was somebody who came, a Jew who was a poor guy, he stole a silver spoon, a gold spoon from the Chafetz Chaim's house. I guess he had a few silverware, which was expensive. He stole a spoon. They noticed right away the spoon was missing. So the Chafetz Chaim ran after the guy. So normally you run after the guy, Ganef, if you stole my thing. The Chafetz Chaim ran after the guy, I'm Moichyu. I don't want you to have that it should be a Gneva. No, I don't want you to be a Gneva. Tikachetza. Chat Ganav Nimenu. Azurat Zachre Ganav, Ani Mochelecha. So the judge came and said, yeah, you think I believe that story? You think I'm going to believe you? It's a Sipurei Safta. Who's going to believe it? So the lawyer said, let me tell you something. They don't say these stories about me and you. They only say it about him. There's a reason
the
why.
The fact that they're doing not saying some stuff like this about
you. This about
you,
right. That's
just
tells okay, them. But that was the story. The Chafetz Chaim cried. So my grandfather obviously got it from there. Okay, what's the point I'm trying to bring out? Lavoi l'ischanin alama. Sometimes the Yeshua Hashem comes without having to say anything. Just to come there and beg. Shloisha Yamin, for 3 days they cried. That was it. That was the Yeshua. And I'll prove it to you. They made a Suda for Haman, yeah? What was Esther thinking that the outcome of this is going to be? What was she thinking? I don't know. Nothing. What is Haman doing there? Can you explain to me what Haman? Hashem did that. How would she know that? How would she know all that? She had no clue. I'll tell you even more. I was thinking about two things. She made a second suda. Why'd she make a second suda for? Do it on the first suda. I'll tell you even more. You ready? She made two suda. What was the two? I'll tell you even more. Chazal tell us that when Achashverosh asked her, Mi huzeh ve'ezehu, who is the person that's all this doing this bad thing? She actually pointed at Achashverosh. You know that? Chazal say clear. She pointed to Achashverosh. Malach came, and moved her finger to Haman. Gemara, Mar Megillah. Gemara says, "Me was the, who's the Rasha who did this?" She points at Achashverosh. Malakeh, what was she thinking? What did she want to commit suicide? What exactly was she trying to do? How is it? She came, her point was to be lavo litchanin alama. So when she came in front of the king, so what, she came to what? To tell Bailu, you're the Rasha, you're the bad guy. What? What was she thinking? And you know what the Teretz is? There was no thinking. The Emet. They went with the truth. If this is what Hashem is going to be Mesader, Mesavev the whole Matzav, which he did. Could you imagine Hashem goes and brings Malachim to cut down his trees? Who in his wildest dreams would have thought that a Malach is going to come and start cutting down the trees in the garden of Achashverosh? I mean, that's part of the story. Who would... And that Chavoyna should be standing there. I mean, the way it worked out, it couldn't have been pre-planned. There was no way anyone could have thought. And that's why I think the two Seudot are about. She went to the first Seuda, nothing happened. So she said, we'll try again. I mean, she was waiting for something. She didn't know. She was waiting for something. Hashem, you're going to take care of it. I don't know how you're going to take care of it, but you're going to take care of it. I tiny even more. Let's make a cheshbon. If a melech makes a party, you don't go? Of course you go. What did Mordechai want? You want to explain to you what Mordechai wanted? He knew that Vashi's going to come like this. They didn't know. I don't believe. And it's not Mashma, there was any other priest besides Vashti. I looked. I couldn't find the Chazal that there was anything wrong with the Suda besides Vashti. Then there was the Kalim. But again, there was no way for them to know all this. How would they know? So what exactly did Mordechai want? What did he care? Can you explain what Mordechai wanted? And you know what the answer is? Suda shel oyster rosh. A ben Torah doesn't go to such a Suda. So they told him, but you're committing suicide. What are you talking about? I said, the Melech invites you to a party. So let's say if Bush invites someone to the White House. Could you imagine a guy says, I'm sorry, I can't go. You're Russia, and I don't want to come to your party. I mean, what?
Thank you.
It's not yeshivish to go. But what did you say? But
it's a kosher meal.
I'll make it kosher, and I'll bring a rabbi. You want? I'll bring a Rosh Hashiva, Mordechai. I'll bring Mordechai to stand there and keep the kashrus, right? Now, I also don't believe that they were in the same place where Achashverosh was. I don't believe the Jews got into the main ballroom. They got into some, they made them a special, and they said, what do they call that? The Rose Castle. They gave them a little Rose Castle. And, you know what I mean? They put them up somewhere. And yet, don't go! Why not? Where's Pikuach Nefesh? I don't see it. Where is Pikuach Nefesh? If a king invites you, why would you not go? What? Lasses kitzayin ish for ish. I have another question. You know, Mordechai stands there. He's not going to bow down to this guy Haman. First was Haman and Avodah Zarah. Look at the Achrayim, he wasn't. Haman did not. He had a medallion, maybe. He made himself into a Sar v'chashim. Yeah, wasn't an Avodah Zarah. There's a whole shiloh. Pashas, he wasn't Avodah Zarah. Yeah, Mordechai like kam v'loy zami men. Is there any reason why Mordechai sits b'shar ha-melech? Go away and that's all. What are you doing over there? Tell me, if you know that by you not standing up for Haman makes a problem, so that hour, go to yeshiva. But what are you doing over there? That's not an unbelievable question.
Don't show up.
At that hour, you have to be the hour that he's there. Yeah. You know what the answer is? You know what the answer is? Mordechai had a shita. Hashem, you run the world. I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm not scared. I do what I have to do. I do what I have to do. Yeah? I do what I have to do. Coming to the Suda, I don't have to show Achashverosh I'm coming to the Suda. But what do you mean? Yeah, that's Cheshbonot. I don't make Cheshbonot. I trust you, Hashem. I trust you. This is what you. It's not good for me to go to the Suda. I don't go to the Suda. I sit b'shar ha-melech. That's my seat. That's where I'm located. I was put b'shar ha-melech. I'm gonna get up out of my chair and walk away when he comes. No, I need a chef sham. I'll sit over there. And when he comes by, I'm not gonna move. But there's no but. Hashem, you run the world. I don't have a but. I don't have a but. As a matter of fact, the Suda with Haman, Chazal say, was to tell Klal Yisrael that she's on Haman's side. Hashem was misavev the story with Haman by the Suda, that people should say, oh no, look, Esther's on the side with Achashverosh together with Haman.
Check them if they're going to keep fasting.
Huh?
Check them.
To see if they're still bitachon in Hashem. Bitachon in Hashem. If they trust, now they say, oh, we have somebody on the inside. We have what they used to say over there. What was the guy there from Connecticut? What was his name? Lieberman. We have Lieberman. We're going to be good now. Lieberman. Now they're afraid, oh, Obama. Obama, Lieberman, Hashem runs the world. That's what it is. If Hashem wants, Obama could be good to the Jews, it has nothing to do with anything. This was, Hashem made, says clearly Chazal, that they should think, oh, Haman is now together with Esther, and it's not going to work out. We're talking about Kodesh Baruch. This, Rabbi Isai, is the lesson. Huh? I'm explaining to you, by the first Mesiba, she had no direction. By the second misiba, it popped into her head. Now ask. Okay, now I ask. Ashav, what's wrong? Huh? What's wrong, Luke? Huh? Okay, the last thing. Oh, Yeshua Tashem comes without any pe'ulot. Rak lavo litchanen. Litpalel. That's it. That's how the Yeshua of Purim came. That's how it came. There was no big story. The Yeshua came from 1 minute to the next. Last two things I want to tell you. Mazel Dagim. Purim is about Mazel Dagim. Right? Adar is Dagim. And Pesach is Tle.
Tle.
The sheep. What is the fish and the sheep? Okay. So someone in Lakewood asked me and I answered him the following. You know, Tle, the sheep, has two things. It has the ro'eh, that's taking care of the sheep, and then it has the sheep that's being led by the ro'eh. The goyim worshipped the tale also. It was also there, avodah zarah. Which part of it? The ro'eh. Mitzrayim was the mazin. It was the what do you call it? Took care of the world. Give me a good word in English. They were the
parnas.
Huh?
Parnas.
They were takas supplying and then running the world. That's what they worshipped. They worshipped the obedience over the Talmud. Klal Yisrael took the Tleh and they made it that we're the Tleh and Hashem is the Roya. That's the Inyan of Tleh. Korban. Hashem. Huh?
Tole.
It's called Tole?
Tole.
I don't know. We Shivish people say Tleh. That's all. You don't like it? Then go to.
Dag.
You know, Haman was about Kina. It was about Ayin Hara. He wanted to put an Ayin Hara into Klal Yisrael. He looked at Klal Yisrael with an evil eye. And that's why he couldn't. Try to destroy
them.
The day that they
don't have any luck.
Ayin Hara. It's all about Ayin Hara. So the mazel of Dagim, because Dagim is connected Ayin Hara, that's the mazel of Adar. Finally, last but not least, someone asked me the following question, and therefore I'd like to get it out also. Very nice pshat. Okay. Was the Nachash telling the truth or he was lying? So there's a medrash. The medrash says, Gimel, there are three people that said the truth, and the Nachash is one of them. He was telling the truth. So he asked me, what do you mean? It says you'll be like Elokim. Chai l'olam, you'll live forever. Yeah. So how come the Nachash didn't tell the truth, the opposite? So I said, Aboisai, you have to learn the pasuk. I'm sorry. He never said v'chai l'olam. It says Hashem said that. Hashem said that if he eats from the Eitz Hadas, he'll be chai l'olam, and therefore I answered him. Okay? What did the Nachash say? The Nachash only said he'll be a dea toive ra. He'll know the difference between good and bad. Oh, that's true. The moment they ate from the Eitz Hadas, all of a sudden a new world opened up for them. Because they only knew toive. Now they started to know toive ra, a whole world of ra. And it has to do with Elikim, because Hashem created all this. Hashem has the balance of Toiv and Ra. That balance of Toiv Ra came that even Adam knew it from the moment. That's why the minute he took Zivug, marriage, which is Toiv, right? Ki Toiv, it was marriage. And what had happened? He saw the Ra in it, and therefore that he had to be covered. But Enochanami, if he ate Adas eating, would have been Kelekim, the Chai Laila. But Hashem said not to, that's why he died. Niknas, it was a punishment for eating Keneged Hashem. But actually, the eating of the Eitz Hadash should have what? Should have been Chai Leilam.
Oh, it was, that what it was, but Hashem then
punished him. Hashem had to punish him for eating it when he wasn't. And then, because he went against his word. But the Nachash was telling the truth. And I said that the sight of the Nachash is that he always tells the truth. When he comes to you, the Nachash, the Eitz Hara, you know what he tells you? He tells you, you're tired, and you take our tired, you need panas, you take do need panas, it's all true. But that's Shat, the Nachash tells the truth. But it's Yedea Toivara. Rabbi say, have a Gevaldig Purim. We'll see you Mitzvah Shem next Sunday.
Thanks,
Where's what's his name? Danny, what happened to Danny?
Проблема с вашим машиной свода.